views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRNN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And remember, you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com, stream all of our past shows for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, the whole nine yards. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and also my new Instagram page that kind of has more about my weird and wonderful adventures, just Instagram, The Lucid Planet. And you can also go on the website to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show and to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across 11 million homes in the U.S. So I would love to hear from you. Just visit thelucidplanet.com. Well, today, you know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, and you know, there's a lot to be thankful for in this world, and there's also a lot of conflict and strife in this world. And you know, I suppose this is the nature of the, kind of the duality of the human experience. There's suffering and joy, suffering and joy. And today's show is really, we're going to explore the nature of reality, and I'm hoping that this will be kind of some soul food. Since, you know, it is Thanksgiving, kind of some good spiritual energy. And this show really is about empowerment, you know, recognizing the hero's journey and the ever-growing evidence that we are all extensions of the same source energy that has created all things. And we're going to talk today about how we can, you know, utilize this to manifest more of what we wish to see in our reality. So I'm thrilled today to welcome Brandon Beecham to the show, who's going to help explore these ideas with me. Now, Brandon is a podcaster, an entrepreneur, writer, musician, philosopher, and perhaps most of all, truth seeker. He has been a serial, right? He's been a serial entrepreneur since his childhood. He's going to share with us a crazy story about how his first business was offered to be bought out for millions of dollars, but then the deal fell through, and he learned a lot of lessons from that. And what he's doing right now is the Positive Head podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts, and I've been fortunate to appear on it. And he started it in May 2015, the same month that I started Lucid Planet Radio, which is weird. And it is now in the top five of the spiritual podcasts on iTunes. So this show, what he's doing is really helping people maintain an elevated vibration. And so I think Brandon and I share a lot of kind of similar goals and experiences in the more transformational media area. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too. And Brandon is also in the process of writing not one, but two books: The Fountain of You, How the Marriage of Science and Spirituality is Birthing Us into the Age of Timelessness. That's a great title. And also The Talk, A Wake-Up Call for Those Who Are Ready to Remember. So really great stuff for today. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome. Thank you for having me. I feel like I want to say welcome because you were on my show last, right?
Well, it's
being on the other side.
It's true, though. You get into the flow of things. I've done the same thing when I'm guesting. I'm like,
the habits kick in.
This is weird. Yeah, dude, you just get to sit back today. You don't have to do anything but answer questions and talk about stuff. You leave all the hard, because it's so much hard work.
You know, I thought about this actually coming into this discussion, and it's actually, I think it's easier interviewing because everything is on the other person to sort of, you know, they're here to hear the guest more so. I mean, always they're here for you, right? But whenever I have an interview, it's like, oh, it's so easy to prepare these days now that I've done it so many times. And but when you're on this side of the mic, it's a little bit different. So
totally. You know, all the pressure's on you to make it good, dude.
dun, dun, dun.
no. But, hey, man, you've really caught your stride, and I feel like you're doing great at what you're doing. And I would love, maybe you could share with our listeners kind of how your hero's journey got you to this point. And maybe you need to clarify what is a hero's journey. But
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the hero's journey is sort of a concept that was originally brought about by Joseph Campbell in the book published, I want to say it was late 40s when he wrote The Hero with 1,000 Faces. Mm. And it has been best known, I guess, George Lucas really brought a lot of attention to it when he acknowledged it as his primary influence for the Star Wars films. Basically, what Campbell explores is the idea that all the sort of the myths, the big stories have the archetypical hero who, you know, is maybe has a normal life, you know, just the average Joe. And then he sort of journeys out from that. And all this kind of supernatural stuff happens, and there's a lot of learning. And then, of course, the darkness arises, and oftentimes that darkness looks like it's going to win out, and the hero is going to be destroyed, right? And then mm-hmm. in the last moment, the hero somehow pulls it together and finds all their strength, and overcomes and survives and wins and becomes sort of the next greatest and grandest version of themselves. And now they go back to their normal, you know, common day life, and they have all this wisdom to share and so forth with their fellow man. So that's sort of the idea of the hero's journey. And what people have sort of noticed is all the best movies, all the best stories. And that's what Joseph Campbell was pointing out. And, you know, of course, The Hero with 1,000 Faces, all the best, you know, from mm-hmm. Jesus to, you know, to Buddha, to, you know, Luke Skywalker, to, you know, if you want to ruin every movie that you've ever loved, you can look back and say, oh, it's the hero's journey again. Here we go. And why does that particular story resonate so strongly with all of us? And what some would say, and I would agree with, is it's because it's all of our story. It's a story of mankind. Look at what's playing out on stage right now with, you know, what's going on in Standing Rock and in the, you know, political system, and oh, all is lost. You know, it's the same story. Yeah. And now the good, the light is gathering its strength and overcoming the obstacles. And this is the story that we continue to tell. And of course, we all have our collective version of the story. And we all have, of course, our individual versions of the story, because it's sort of, you know, all fractals here. We're all extensions of the same source.
Well, and there's even like that really internal version of the story too, right? Where it's not like the literal going out and fighting the bad guys, but you're fighting those demons in the shadow within yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just it's sort of like the same thing playing out in all these different unique ways. It's 1,000 faces of the same story playing out, right?
Yes.
And so it's great to sort of understand and see this, and then you can start applying it to your own life and know that if your life isn't over, the story isn't over, and you're still the hero. And it's, you can't stop at some particular point in the journey and then, you know, say, oh, you know what? I give up. You only lose when you quit, right? You've probably heard that before. And so many people not understanding this, they quit. And then they really do. They don't become the hero they were sort of destined to become, I would say.
And they become the villain.
right.
Well, I was going to ask, can you choose to be the villain in your story? Do you have to be a hero?
Now that's a great question. You know, one of my favorite all-time books is by Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote a children's book called The Little Soul in the Sun. And he's best known for his books, The Conversations with God.
Yes.
I think there's like six of them or something. They're great. They're some of the best books. Some of my all-time favorites as far as, you know, sort of explaining the ultimate nature of reality, as I love to talk about.
Yes.
But this particular book talks about the little soul in the sun. It's, you know, it's a story that all the souls are perfect. All the lights are perfect in heaven in this story. And then one of them decides he wants to have a different type of experience. He wants to experience forgiveness. So he starts this interesting dialogue with with the sun. And the sun is, you know, representing God or source in this, you know, in this story. And he's like, ah, you always were the adventuresome one. I knew you would have this question one day. And there is a way, but it will take, you know, one of your fellow lights dimming their light so much that they forget themselves and will put you in this sort of play, this narrative where this other light will have lowered its vibration and dimmed its light so much that it does this thing to you worthy of forgiveness. It's the only way it can happen. And in that moment, they will have lost themselves, right? Mm. And your job is to remember them when they're doing this thing. So when you ask that question, yeah, the villains are ultimately, though, other lights that love you enough to play the villain so you can have the opportunity to be the hero and to experience things like forgiveness.
I love that so much because it just reminds you we're all part of the same system, of the same different manifestations of the same energy. And even like the worst of the worst things happening, there's an agreement there that it needs to happen to a certain extent so that we can grow and they can teach us and we can teach them. And I'm really into this whole Earth School of Life concept, which I'm sure we'll talk more about. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Brandon Beechin of the Positive Head podcast is going to share with us a little bit, now that we've kind of laid the groundwork, a little bit about his personal hero's journey. Because that's how we learn, is through story. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Brandon Beacham, who is talking with us about the ultimate nature of reality, the hero's journey, and more. But before we continue, Brandon, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about the Positive Head podcast, as well as your other projects.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the easiest way to connect with the show, you know, a lot of people tune in on iTunes, just search for the Positive Head podcast, of course, through our website as well, positivehead.com, where we kind of do daily doses of inspiration and quote breakdowns and things like that, as well as releasing the podcast 5 days a week. So I do one interview on Wednesdays, and then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's myself, sometimes with a co-host, you know, just talking shorter shows, like 30 minutes on those days, you know, going over everything you can think of as far as raising your vibration. It's a daily conscious effort, as I like to say. It's one thing to understand a lot of this stuff, and it's another thing to sort of put it into practice. It's like food, right? It's like you said, soul food. So I'm just constantly circling it. And how do we raise our vibration? Because I truly believe that's how we create and attract what we want to see in our movie, in our personal movie and collective movie.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm super inspired by that. I do one, sometimes two shows a week, but I'm pretty much doing all interviews, but I'm super inspired by that. You're right. Maybe I'm going to start making little short ones and throwing them out there.
You should come on and co-host with me sometime too. I mean, I do those sporadic and organic. Like, I wake up in the morning and I say, okay, what am I feeling today? Oh, this listener had this question. Great. That's my whole topic for today. Or I had this happen in my personal life. So it's very nice to kind of freestyle it. And of course, I have no shortage of things to say. So I never run out of, you know.
That's my problem. Well, I'm thinking about doing that with sexuality stuff. And I know when I was on your show, we talked about polyamory and open relationships. And maybe we'll get back there today if we have time. But yeah, I've been thinking about just doing little bursts of just talking about all the different sex and relationship stuff, because there's a lot of it.
It's a great way to, in my case, I started out doing just interviews for the first 6 months. And then I was like, okay, this is awesome. I'm getting to talk to all these amazing people like you that I want to pick their brain. But then I have to like bite my tongue all the time so as not to talk over them, or, you know, because I have so much I want to say to myself. I have so much energy, you know? And so it was a great way for me to, once I started those dailies, it really skyrocketed my listenership, which I think led to it being, you know, in the top three now, you know, podcast.
Oh, really? Top three, huh?
Yeah, it keeps going up. So, you know, and I think a lot of it is having that way for people to connect all the time. They really get used to it as their sort of daily dose. And so it sort of feeds my need to get this stuff off of my chest. And of course, those that are meant to resonate, find it and find their way to it. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
And again, iTunes, Positive Head podcast, or just positivehead.com. So, I mean, Brandon, so look where you find yourself, right? So we've been talking about the hero's journey. How did you end up here? How did your movie that you're directing and starring in and producing get you here?
Good question. I always hope when you could tell me. No, I have some very definitive ideas of how this has happened. So, and I'll try and sum it up as you know, briefly as possible. So cut me off if you need to, anytime, Kelly. And I know you don't need my permission, but now you have it.
I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, I started out, you know, many years ago, sort of having my own, I guess you would say, spiritual awakening. Actually, that book that I referenced, that author who wrote Conversation with God, one of the first books that I read, I highly recommend. As I started to understand, hold on, this is an illusion, this reality, and I'm the one that created it. I just have amnesia. We're all sort of, you know, source energy, that's manifested in this, you know, illusory hologram, really. And we can create anything that we want. And when I set out to sort of live that, you know, it's one thing to understand, it's another to try and live it. I put a lot of energy from the time I was very little into, you know, I'm going to be make a lot of money. I'm going to make a lot of money. And as I got in more into a spiritual mindset, it was like, I want to make lots and lots of money, but to help heal the planet, right?
Yes.
And so setting out to do that, I had a project trying to do that through like a, I used to be in a band for many years, and I set up, I had a music distribution platform that I wanted to launch and create permanent village infrastructure and all these things. And I tried to launch that, I did launch that in like 2009, 2010, and it started to grow organically. Then a bunch of tragedy hit my life. My partner, my brother, his girlfriend committed suicide, and just the money that I had, the investor pulled it out and everything. The energy wasn't right. The timing wasn't right. I wasn't ready for what I was trying to do. So I set out to, okay, and I had a lot of money with problems with raising money, right, for that. So I said, okay, I'm source. I can manifest anything that I want. I have nothing now. I'm staying on a friend's couch, broke, but I believe that I can, you know, manifest the abundance that I need. So, what I was led to, just first needing a job, one of the few times I'd worked for someone else in my life, because I've kind of went from entrepreneurial venture to entrepreneurial venture, I started working with a company and basically dealing with vacation ownership and timeshare properties. And I saw that there's this huge void in that industry. Like these people were actually, there's a lot of like gray businesses and kind of scammy stuff. And I was like, I see an opportunity. My entrepreneurial wheels kind of saw an opportunity to create something that really helps these people. And so I set out to do that. And it was me and, you know, like no investment capital. And really, I wanted to use it once again to fund other projects that were more in line with helping to create healing and awareness on the planet. And it went from me to 100 people over a few years. It grew crazy, like crazy. It was, you know, we were a little over a year ago, it was Inc. Magazine recognized us as the 569th, I think, fastest growing company, private company in the country. And, yeah, it was really cool to take it from, okay, let's prove this. You know, you have these ideas about the ultimate nature of reality and your source, you know, in physical, I can create and manifest anything. Let's create a lot of abundance. And here we go. It starts happening. I believed, you know, and I put the action behind that. And I, you know, to try and keep this, the story as brief as possible, I brought in my brother as a partner with this company, another good longtime friend as a partner. So there's three of us. And, we kind of went down this road and we got a few years down the road and it had grown to a point where, you know, it was, we were ready to try and exit and sell it. Right. And so we brought in a fourth partner who had a lot more experience than any of us. He had built a billion-dollar company before and, you know, kind of wooed us his resume. And he came in and, we were very excited and it ended up being, a little different experience than we planned on when he came in. He, The third partner, you know, it's me, my brother, third partner, friend, and then this new guy, right? And the third partner had a lot of ego, kind of arrogance issues that really came out with this fourth partner. And he saw it as his opportunity to sort of step on my brother and I and kind of get, you know, master manipulator.
Divide and conquer.
Everything he says is, yep. Everything is about how do I get more, you know, he has the disease of not enough. You know, yes. If he buys a shirt, he buys 10 of them. If he has he has to have every toy, he has to have every, you know, and it's trying to fill the void in his life for, you know, not actually looking to where you find the fulfillment, which is, you know, and some of the things that I always talk about, right? Finding service to others is really ultimately where you're going to find the most joy. And why is that? I would say, because it's always an extension of you. So what you do for someone else, you're literally doing to self. And that's why it feels so great. But anyway, so it gets along down the road. The fourth partner, you know, he gets us to where we're ready to be. He has some issues himself. The two together got kind of ugly with the ego and energy shift in the work environment. He got us to an exit where we were offered to be bought out for $30 million. So regardless, he had sort of accomplished what we had hoped. Yes. Within, Kelly, within 12 hours of getting the offer to be bought out for $30 million, this is over 5 years to get to that point. Within 12 hours, our number one revenue stream was doing vacation rentals through booking.com, who Priceline owns, the biggest online travel agency. Yep. We're doing almost $1 million a month in rental at this point. They cut ties with us. They said, you know what? They'd formed a partnership, another big company, and we were like the little guy squashed in between. So it blew up within 12 hours of the offer.
Oh my gosh.
Kidding. I mean, it's like something out of a movie, because then we discovered accidentally that the third partner was trying to actually steal what was left. The two of them were my brother happened to log into his email from home, which he hadn't done in over a year, and they had linked email accounts many years back, and he saw this email chain that they didn't know he had access to, where he's planning to, try and defraud us essentially out of our equity in the company. And what we had decided to do at that point, it was, like I said, something out of a movie. And so what we had decided to do was we could have tried lawsuits and really rolled in the mud with these guys. And instead we said, you know what? If you want to take something from me, you don't have to take it. You can have it. And we literally handed it over and walked away from what we had built. And it was really, it was really hard. It was
taking
for the two
the high
of us
road, though.
Taking the high road in a way. I mean, we'd just been offered $30 million for this a few months earlier. So it was very difficult. I don't know if you've seen the movie Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But at the end of it, Dr. Dre, Death Row Records is on top of the world, and he walks in and he goes, you know what? Here, Suge Knight, have it. I just want out, get away from you. And that's essentially what it was like. We had new ideas and things were kind of messy with, losing 90% of our revenue anyway. And so we walked away. And now I have so much good happening in my life. I could have given up and been sad and depressed and, oh my gosh, 1 in 10,000 people ever get to a company that size. 1 in 10,000 entrepreneurs. And you can do it as many times as you want if you understand the ultimate nature of reality and how to manifest this stuff. And that's what's happening a year later. So some really good things happening. And
I love that. Thank you for sharing. And it's all okay. So, wow, what a story. So when we come back, we're going to hear about what is the natural or the ultimate nature
the natural
of reality.
Ultimate.
It's pretty natural, I guess, right?
It is natural. That totally works.
Yeah, if Brandon, you kind of hacked the matrix. So when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Brandon Beacham is going to share with us about how he rebuilt his life, how he let that go, and what he realized about how to manifest anything. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after the break.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Brandon Beecham. If you're just tuning in, he has shared a really incredible story of kind of highs and lows of life. And where we left off, Brandon was telling us how he realized that he could essentially understand and manipulate the ultimate nature of reality. So, Brandon, what does that mean for you in the context of your story?
Well, and first off, I would say not just me, anyone, right?
Yes,
and that
anyone.
is
not just
anyone can do this.
State nine.
right. It's once you understand what, and it's why, you know, when I left off with that story, it's like I found out the partner was trying to manipulate to steal what was left. And I said, you don't need to steal it. You can have it, because anything that someone wants to steal, I'll just give to you, because I have infinite abundance flowing through me. We all do. Mm-hmm. So there's no shortage of, even though from one perspective, this looks like this, you know, one in 10,000 shot that happened, you know, to create a business and get it to the size that it was and everything. It's the odds are definitely in your favor. Well, beyond that, when you understand, you know, how the game is played and how it works. And that's why, you know, I made that decision of, hey, let me just clear up my energy from, I've learned what I need to learn here. I can see why this is happening to me. And there's plenty more where that came from. And here we are a little over a year later, and some of the exciting things happening in my entrepreneurial ventures are way more exciting than that, right? They're not as far along, you know, as far as, because they're fresher, they're newer, but the potential is through the roof without some of the obstacles. So when you start understanding it's a part of, you know, your story, it was not over there. That's just a chapter. And you learn to always spin the story. You're making it all up. So spin it in a way. And that's what I did at that time. I spun it as, oh, this is a good thing in disguise. This is meant to happen. And by doing that, I create it to be so, right? Yes. The universe is reacting to what I believe, you know, it is truth. And people would, you know, a lot of people would maybe argue with that, like, okay, you know, you don't have that kind of power. And when you start looking at the evidence, you know, what is the nature of reality and the ultimate nature of reality. What is the situation in which we all find ourselves? And this is something that, of course, I have dedicated myself to for a long time. And when, you know, if you listen to my first podcast, I say, you know what, guys, I've been looking into this stuff for a long time. And instead of having my family and friends' ears bleed with me so passionate about it, I have an outlet. And that's why I launched the Positive Head podcast. And I get to talk about this stuff 5 days a week. And here's what I found in the, you know, 20 years or so of looking at this stuff. It's, you know, and I'll try and once again sum it up, because I could talk for hours about it, but it's all one physically and spiritually. And there's reflections of that everywhere. You know, you and I were made of stars, right? If you look
and so
at
is
the
trash.
Yeah, exactly. And Good point. And if you look at the atoms that make us up, what does it look like? You've got the nucleus and the protons, electrons, everything spinning around. It's just like the solar system, right? It's fractals. It's macrocosm, microcosm. Whether you zoom in or zoom out, it's the same stuff. But not only the same stuff physically, the same stuff spiritually when you start really looking at it. And some of the examples of that, like you may have heard of the 100th monkey principle, right? Yes. How it's all connected. You know, the one monkey on an island starts washing a sweet potato one way, and then they start copying him, his fellow monkeys. And then after it hits the 100th monkey, kind of the tipping point, it taps, the collective consciousness is altered. And monkeys on other islands who could have never seen physically start doing the exact same thing, right?
Yep.
There's an example of how it's connected spiritually, right? Or at a level beyond the eyes or the senses.
This is what got me into all of this was Carl Jung and the collective unconscious, and even Joseph Campbell, when he talks about all the different mythologies appearing all across the world, despite the fact that these cultures really had no contact with each other. And it's funny because that's what pulled me into psychology, but really it's more than just the functioning of the mind. You know, there's something else going on. That's really interesting.
The people who are skeptical haven't really looked at it with an open mind. And that's all I say is I tell people, don't believe me. Just be open-minded enough to explore it for yourself and buckle up your seatbelt if you are looking at it with an open mind.
Well, nobody wants to say I have all the answers. I mean, because you don't, you know.
Yes, so absolutely. There's a bit of untruth in anything. And I always say, we teach best what we most need to learn. And so that's one of the reasons I'm talking about this stuff all the time. It's like I'm a student way before I'm any sort of a teacher. But I will certainly regurgitate what I think, and you do with it what you will. And I love the idea of your life being sort of, let your life tell the story, right? Is there truth to this stuff, these theories, or not? And I feel like so far, I've said I don't believe in getting sick my whole life. I can count on two hands the time I've been sick. You know, I haven't been in a hospital since I was born. It's like I give energy to these ideas. Not to say I never have or never will be, but up to this point, it's worked really, really well. And I can see the reflection of me creating my own reality. And you hear about this with law of attraction and stuff being so popular, but no one ever really, a lot of times people don't go to why. And it's because you are the creator and created rolled into one. What law of attraction, you create as you think, you create with those thoughts, the real tangible things. And so I always encourage people to play with it. You know, time is an illusion. We know that, right?
Yes.
Einstein proved that. You saw Interstellar. That's all based off of real science. So, it is a great movie. And your fifth birthday party is happening on another channel right now. It's just like you're just tuned into, different versions of self, essentially. And so it's kind of like, I like to say it's where your life plays out at the corner of where free will meets destiny. So it's all already happened on one sense, and on another sense, you're choosing with your vibration which version you step into. And so, what do you want? Well, of course, you want to experience the greatest and grandest version of self, the one that is the most rewarding. Well, the good news is you've already done it. Source has played out every possibility you can think of and then some. So this is sort of how we do the dance. It's like a choose your own adventure, right? It's all already in there. These amazing versions of every listener out there. Source has already played it out, done that, been there, done that. Now it's like a matter of, you popping that disc into your TV, that DVD. Do people still use DVDs? No. that Netflix version, right?
Yeah, there
on the screen. What's going to show up? It's like it's like the ultimate video game that we're experiencing here, virtual reality simulation. And when you start playing with the idea and even looking at the masters, what have they said? What did Jesus say? I and the Father are one. With the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Buddha said, what you think you become. Alan Watts talked about, here's a quote, actually. Jesus Christ knew he was God. So wake up and find out eventually who you really are. In our culture, of course, they'll say you're crazy, you're blasphemous. They'll put you in jail or a nut house. However, if you wake up in India and tell your friends and relations, my goodness, I've just discovered I'm God, they'll laugh and say, oh, congratulations, at last you found out. Yeah. So it's in our culture, I feel like more people are waking up to this understanding. This is your own private movie. You're the center of your own universe. And so much magic can come from just playing with, play with that idea and approach everyone as there is no out there. It's all extensions of self. It's always a reflection of a vibration that you've offered.
I trip out so hard. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Each of us is our own universe, kind of controlling and conducting our own universe, but yet we're all interacting with each other simultaneously. So how do you know if what's going on in your universe is because of you or if it's because somebody else is manifesting it and they're stronger than you? And so you just get pulled into what they're doing.
That's a great, and we could make our minds melt on this. First I would say is you are literally talking to yourself right now. So I'm just a reflection in your private movie. It's almost like, in a sense, I'm not real. I'm just an extension of you and a reflection that reflects this part of you, right? In this moment, there's feedback happening you feeding back to you right now. And if you go experience someone maybe who's more negative later today, that's another part of you that's feeding back, that's reflect. So I'm just a mirror in your private movie. But then vice versa, you're just a mirror in my practice. So you represent an extension of me that looks and sounds this way. And that's, so it's really wild to understand and think about, like, you being kind of this node where everything swirls around it. Like, you know, the real you is sitting there Indian style envisioning this, right? This whole thing right now, right? And then you wake up and like, oh, wow, that was a trip. That was very realistic. And that's kind of what I believe is going on. And when you start playing with it, you start approaching it as, you know, there is no out there. Everything is an extension of you. Life is happening. Life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. Like in my old story that, you know, I just shared the hero's journey tale. The verdict's not out on that. When I go with these next Avengers I'm a part of, and they're 10 times bigger than that could have ever been, how wonderful does what happened to me turn out? Now, was my partner a villain, or was he playing a role that gave me the experience of overcoming and choosing the high road?
And is he just a reflection of you? And that part of you,
yeah,
it's just like into the wormhole, rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it. And seriously, the more, I mean, like, this is one thing that I've definitely experienced in the like 5-6 years since I started having my own kind of awakening of my hero's journey, is that once you start going down the rabbit hole, it never stops. You're always going to be questioning and questioning more deeper and deeper and deeper. And I, for one, think that's awesome. On that note, we will be back. We're going to wrap up the show with Brandon Beecham here on Lucid Planet Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the ultimate nature of reality and maybe a little bit about some other stuff too. We'll see. So stick with us. You don't want to miss it.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio. I am here with Brandon Beecham of the Positive Head Podcast, and we've been talking about the ultimate nature of reality and much, much more. Brandon, when we left off, we were kind of talking about how you can play with this and you can mix it up and you can really kind of, if you truly step into the empowering position of being accountable for your thoughts and feelings and the way they manifest, you can really make anything happen in your reality. And one of the things that we've talked about is being in open relationships and polyamory and how really you can make all these things happen that sound absolutely crazy. And I guess before we touch on that, my question for you is, do you have advice for our listeners out there who maybe are a little afraid or maybe don't know how to play with these energies and who want to have more of a voice and who want to step more fully into themselves in their authentic passion? Do you have any advice for them?
Well, first off, I would say give yourself credit. The fact that you're tuning into this alternative media right now says volumes about where you're at in your own progression as an awakening, right? Because this is a vibration. Everything is vibration. Well, this is a certain vibrational frequency that you're tuning into, and you resonate with it enough that out of all the things out there, the myriad of content being just put in your face, you're consciously choosing to tune into this because it's such a match for you. And if you're at that point in your journey, congratulations, because do you know how many of your ancestors have went through their life completely unaware, never even heard the theory or idea of something like this, walking around completely blind, right?
Yeah.
And when you, the fact that you're here is you deserve, you know, we're so hard on ourselves, Kelly. And that's the first foremost thing I would say, give yourself a break. You can't get it wrong and you'll never get it done. You're eternal. You've always been and you always will be. You're not 25 or 35 or 45, however old you think you are. That's just when you incarnated in the physical dimension. So you'll never, and you're still doing it. You're eternal. You're infinite. You're old. So there's no, you'll never get it done. This is how God experiences herself throughout eternity, forgetting, remembering, reconnection, separation, reunification, separation. And you're in a reunification cycle right now, which is why we're all talking about this. And there's no way to get it wrong. And so give yourself a break. Focus on your vibration. Your number one job is not to get up and do whatever you think you're supposed to do. It is to manage your vibration, because everything that's happening out there is a reflection of your internal state. So that is the number one advice I'd give. Find something every day. Tune into this show. Read books. Tune into a podcast like mine or another one similar, or anything that's on a high vibration that's feeding your soul. You make that your daily dose, because you need it just like you need food for your physical body. You need this for your soul to get stronger and get stronger. So if you make managing your vibration your number one aim, and realizing that's the shortcut to getting what you want, not doing things in the physical world to make something happen, rather you do it, the work internally, and then the reflection happens externally. And that's the biggest piece of advice I could give.
Yes, energy flows where the attention goes, right? So it's like you got to actually put that work into yourself and sit with yourself and do things that bring you into a state of flow, whether it's yoga, meditation, creativity, art, writing. Do things that help open that channel that connects you to the divine, that connects you to source, and you're just bringing in that source energy. That is probably my most useful piece of advice for people.
And telling stories.
Yes.
Like, for example, you know, you're making it all up anyway. So like my last horrible event from one person's perspective is a great, thank you, ex-partner, for screwing me over and giving me this story. Thank you. Know, tell it how you want it to go. I determined then and there that it was only going to be a stepping stone to something greater. Now I'm seeing that unfold because I told the story. So make up the story how you want it to go next, but then release expectation of needing it to show up that way. Like, make it up and then let it go and know whatever does show up will be for the best. And that's sort of how you do the dance of, you know, the art of living is, you know, setting intention, aim, but then releasing the expectation. And
well, that's true. Be a fine dance. You know, sometimes we know what we want and we think it should, you know, appear from A to B, and like, we know how to get it. And that's the fallacy. Like, that's like us trying to teach math to an ant, as my boyfriend always says. Like, if we think we can tell the, if we think we can teach the universe how to best deliver our manifestation, we're like an ant trying to do algebra. Yeah. And, yeah. So I love that, because it's like, think about what you want, like really hold that feeling and vibration within yourself, but don't control the way it's going to come, because otherwise you're going to say no when it's right there in front of you. And people do this all the time. And I'm always like, no, you got to say yes, even if it's not the way you want, or even if it bruises your ego a little to accept it in this way, you still, it's still what you want.
Yeah. Whatever rises, love that. That is the quickest way through in everything. Yeah. And it's a powerful thing to understand this. Yeah, it's a dance. Like, I want to create, I'm setting an intention, release, setting it, because it never shows up exactly like you envision. You know, the past isn't like you remember it exactly. The future will never come like you imagine. So and relax into now and just relax about it all and let it flow and let it unfold very naturally. And this is how you get in the flow with things, you know, working out for you nicely.
So speaking of naturalness and relaxing into the flow, I would love to hear an update, Brandon, on your poly / open relationship progression experience. I know I was on your show probably more than a year ago talking about this.
Yeah, right when I started out.
How's it been going?
It's been an interesting journey. So I learned, it was, you know, if you guys go back and listen to the Positive Head podcast with Kelly, which you can, of course, find out there. It's, I was so interested to kind of pick her brain as the expert in this realm that I was really just venturing into. And the reason, first off, I ventured into it, you know, a lot of times, Kelly, people who don't understand think it's like, oh, you're like a sex addict or.
Right. It's a free for all. And
has nothing to do with that. For me, it was like, hold on. I realize I'm an infinite being who's connected with, I have all kinds of soul family here. And, you know, so let's say I bump up in against my past, you know, wife, for, you know, just to give an example, I want to be able to, if there's a soul that I feel a connection and a history with, I want to be able to explore that. Maybe it's sexually, maybe it's not. I just don't want to be told what I can or can't do. I want to be free, right? That's the ultimate freedom is I want for you what you want for you. And so, and of course, then when you look at people like Christopher Ryan, who talk about, you know, how this is actually how our DNA is wired. It's, you know, it just makes a lot of sense. Right. So I went down this road, with my partner and, you know, we had a very 2.5 year relationship. We actually have split, about maybe 6 months ago, a little less. And, I won't say Kelly, it was because of the open relationship, but what it did help us to do is to learn, we basically weren't connecting on all levels. Right. Uh-huh. And there was something missing. And when we both started seeing other people, at one point, I even, the other person I was seeing was staying with us, you know, under the same roof. So you talk about creating your own reality. Yeah, a lot of my friends really started to pay attention to all the stuff I talk about. They're like, hold on, you've got these two super hot girls living with you. How is that? Like, winning. And I told you this stuff's real, but you know what? We did ultimately end up splitting, but not because of that necessarily, although it was a catalyst in some way for us to realize like we weren't connecting fully the way, I guess the biggest lesson I can say is if you're going to go down this road, make sure you're very solid with your partner, because if you're not, any sort of issues that are you're kind of skirting around, which is what we were doing, will come to the surface very quickly. So in that sense, it greatly served me, right?
Yes.
So that was sort of my experience as we kind of, like I said, we both started seeing other people at the same time. And then it led to us becoming very aware of, hold on, you're not really fully right for each other. We're darn close on so many levels, but there's something missing. This brought it to the surface. And I learned if you're going to do this, if you're going to, you know, experiment like this, first off, you got to understand and have a lot of self-confidence. And by the way, once you understand you're literally source, God, whatever you want to call it in the physical, there is no one that is a threat. It's all extensions of you. It really helps to know these are just other me's. And so that's been kind of my experience. So we have since split, but as far as to the lifestyle, I think it is, I really think it's not only the future, but it's the past. You know, as Christopher Ryan says, 195,000 years out of 200,000 years. This is how we actually lived. It's just recently that we've done this monogamous pair bonding thing. So
exactly. Well, and that's, you're making such a great point. I guess I'm just going to close the show by saying that if you're in an open relationship or want to become polyamorous or open, it is an amplifier and a magnifier for everything that's wrong and also everything that's right. So again, we've been talking about this kind of hero's journey and really looking deep within ourselves. And that is one of the kind of things on the pathway that will increase and amplify your hero's journey. If you start, the more people you're intimate with and connecting with, it does things, you know? And yeah, well, Brandon, oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was really great. And I loved hearing your story. I'm sure our listeners did too. Thank you so much.
Such an honor and a pleasure. Yeah, I've definitely enjoyed it. It's so great to reconnect with you.
You too. We should. I'd love to come on and co-host with you sometime, or have you co-host.
Let's do it. It's done. Sometime. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. It's already. We're manifesting it. All right.
Happened, guys. So.
Thank you to all our listeners tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget, you can find out everything you need to know at lucidplanet.com, as well as find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and SoundCloud, and iTunes, et cetera, on Lucid Planet. Next week, I'm very pleased to welcome Jamaica Stevens to the show, who is going to be talking with us about community, sustainability, and the new Re-Inhabiting the Village project. So this is really powerful in light of where our world is, and I'm really excited for this. So light and love, happy Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you all next week. Take care. Thanks again, Brandon.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.